welcome to the Foundry Church. We are so glad that you are here. You're about to hear a message from one of our Sunday morning services. We really pray that this message will make a difference in your life. Here we go.
Hi everybody, welcome to our dinner table. Just got a few thoughts about the table for us today.
And most of us will have one of these in our homes, and I don't know about you, but in our house, it has many, many purposes. We come here to be fed. Schoolwork is done from here. We work from home from this table. We play Monopoly and normally fall out over Monopoly around this table. There's conversations that are had. There's colouring in and arts and crafts that are done. It's probably the most used piece of furniture in our house.
Yeah, especially during this season of lockdown, we've come to a place where we once again really valued and appreciated the very fact that we can gather around the table a couple of times a day, certainly once a day in the evening, just to talk, to reflect, just to catch up with each other. And just to enjoy the food and obviously each other's company as well, around the table.
One of my most favourite tables to go to is my mum's table. Her buffets are legendary in our family. And even if we're having another sort of meal there, say we turn up at 3 p.m, we can, and we're not eating until 6. If you get there, whatever time you get there, there's always food on my mum's table. It is never empty. It's called dippies in my mum's house. It's often like different dips with vegetables and crisps and like tortillas to dip in.
Amazing dips.
So mum's dippies are always on the table, whatever time you go there. And that reminds us of God's table that is always prepared and laid out for us. So Adam's going to read now from Psalm 23.
Psalm 23:5. I mean, turn to it right now if you want, or I think the words will come up on the screen as well. But one of the most famous psalms in the Bible, obviously it starts with "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." But the verse we just want to pinpoint is verse 5, and it says this: "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies."
Yeah. And this is a wonderful picture that David paints in Psalm 23 of God preparing a table for us, his children, in the presence of our enemies. And that doesn't mean that he expects us to sit with those who want to cause us harm. It means he prepares a table for us opposite our enemies, opposite those who may wish to bring us harm.
Yeah, and there's a couple of things, I guess, that parallels that we've noticed between a table and the table that God prepares for us. And I think the first one is this about a table, is that a table demands our attention. Mm. If your home is like our home, whoever cooks dinner will normally shout when dinner's ready, "Tea's ready," or "Dinner's ready,"
or breakfast
or whatever. And now there's one thing that we can guarantee, right? When those two golden words are called out, everybody drops everything that they're doing and they rush to the table. In our home, there's four of us. There's Kate and I and our two children. Whatever they're doing at that time, or whatever I'm doing, if we're on a computer, if we're on an iPhone, if we're on our Xbox, if we're reading something, if we're watching something on TV, if we're at the bottom of the garden, whatever we're doing, as soon as we hear those two words, "Tea's ready," we rush to the table. The thing about the table is that it demands our attention and it always wins. The table always wins.
And the table is a place that the hungry will always come to physically. Absolutely. In our home. If you are hungry, you're not going to hang around when you hear the words "tea's ready." You're going to come straight away.
Yeah, absolutely. And it reminds us of the gospel. The table of God is good news because at the table of God, all are welcome. Mm-hmm. The hungry are welcome. The broken are welcome. The weak are welcome. The lame, the lost, the poor, the rich, the healthy and the wealthy. Everybody is welcome at the table of the Lord. It says in John chapter 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him would have eternal life. And that's the reality of the gospel. It's why we call it gospel, which just means good news, that everybody is welcome at the table of God, as it calls. Tea's ready, everybody's welcome.
Yeah, and another thing that the table does in every season, not just this one, is it creates consistency. So we all get hungry, we all need to be fed. So it creates that rhythm in our lives that we come to at least once, maybe three times a day, to eat and to share a meal. So it creates some consistency.
Yeah, and I think as well that's really vital and valuable, especially like in normal life, but also especially in lockdown. You know, we need those things during lockdown, those consistencies that we can continue to hold on to. We've spoken previous weeks about how the only consistency is Jesus. And coming to the table of God, it's one of those consistencies that we can anchor our souls to at this time. The consistency of coming to God in prayer, coming to God in worship, coming to the table of God and enjoying him and embracing him as a consistency in our lives. I know certainly that's been a wonderful thing for me. Just like our children in our home know that around about 6 p.m., 7 p.m., sometimes a bit later, depends on the day that we've had, there's that consistency of dinner time. The wonderful truth is that there's the consistency about the table of God and the things of God as well.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about coming to the table is we can come to the table today, and yesterday we had cottage pie around our table for tea last night. But we know that at 6 o'clock tonight that everyone will need feeding again. So we need to come again for today. We can't live off yesterday's cottage pie. And it's the same with our spiritual hunger. We can't live off what we had yesterday. We can't live off what we read and what we prayed and what we listened to yesterday. But we need to come to God's table that he has prepared for us every day, consistently, to receive that nourishment from him.
Yeah, I think as well another parallel, if you like, that we've discussed amongst ourselves is that there's nourishment at God's table, as Kate said. One of the things that we try and include in all of our meals at our table, we're meat eaters, so we'll normally have a piece of meat, or sometimes we'll do a meat-free Monday, for example. But on the plate, you want some meat, you want some carb, and then you want some colour, and you want some oranges, and you want some greens. The point is that the meal at God's table is a nourishing meal. You know, we never, ever come to God and are left feeling unsatisfied, undernourished, and underfed. At the table of the Lord, there is nourishment, there is good meal, there is good food, there's good wine available for all. It talks about that actually in Isaiah chapter 25. I'm just going to turn to that now and just read this verse to us. It says this about the table of the Lord. It says, "On this mountain, the Lord Almighty will prepare a feast of rich food for all peoples, a banquet of aged wine, the best of meats and the finest of wines." At the table of God, there's nourishment and there's fantastic food available for all of us.
Yeah, and that chapter in Isaiah 25 is actually a picture of the future kingdom of God, when the new earth and the new heavens come and we're with Jesus forever, because there will be that ultimate feast spread out for us all the time. We will always be feasting with Jesus when his kingdom fully comes. So when we gather around earthly tables, it's actually a picture of the feast that is to come when we're with Jesus forever in glory. It's a great illustration about the kingdom of God, the physical table that will one day be the eternal table with Jesus.
Yeah, and another thing about the table as well, the table provides company. You know, it's a wonderful thing for those of us who have families to gather around the table. And maybe during this season, God wants to give us all a fresh appreciation for the table, and especially the people that we share our table with. It might be one person, it might be two people, it might be three people, it might be five, six people in your home at the moment. Whoever that is, maybe God wants to use this season as a time to give us that fresh appreciation for that.
And maybe there isn't anyone else that you're at home with at the moment. Maybe you live alone or you're isolating alone. So physically you are on your own. But when we come to God's table, we are never alone, because God is always with us. He is always with us. And we saw at the Last Supper, where Jesus took the bread and he took the wine and he said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And when we remember Christ around our tables, we are reminded that we are never alone, that Jesus is Emmanuel, God with us. So even if you are physically alone, you are spiritually never alone, because God is always with you. So we come to the table, whether we've got family in our home with us or not, we come to the table to be reminded that we are never alone, that we always have the company of Jesus by his Holy Spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we kind of conclude, I guess, these thoughts about the table, there's a couple of reminders that we just want to leave us with, almost as what we would normally call a little takeaway around our table today. But the first one would be this, like come to the table. We believe, and I believe today, that God is calling many, many people and saying, "Tea's ready," or "Dinner's ready." He's shouting, "Dinner's ready."
Yeah.
And we all have the opportunity to respond, to come to the table that God, the master chef, is calling right now and saying, "Come to the table." He's a God of love. He's a God of compassion. He's a God of kindness. And we believe that just like he called me, he called Kate, he called many of us, he's calling us again to come to the table on this day and embrace the things that he's got for us.
Yeah, and what I love about this verse in Psalm 23, verse 5, is that God has prepared this table for us. All we have to do is pull up a chair to sit down and to enjoy the meal that he has placed before us. The onus is on God there. He has done his work and we just need to pull up a chair. So like when the call goes out in our homes that tea is ready and the hungry come, we have to just invite people to God's table where there is always a meal there that he has prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And God wants us to get stuck into the meal as well.
Yeah.
I love it when we sit round at our dinner table and the enthusiasm takes over and the kids will dive in, or I'll dive into my food. Really what that is, it's just a desire that I want to eat that food. But it's also, I believe, demonstrating that those people around your table are comfortable to dive right in.
Yeah.
They're comfortable with who they're sat with. And I believe today that God wants us to get stuck in. He wants us to come to that table and eat and enjoy being part of that table.
My favorite sort of meals that we do is when we put all the food in the middle. So it's like chicken fajitas, I don't know, maybe a different meal where there's like a bowl of salad and there's meat and there's vegetables and there's bread. And we all just get stuck in and take what we want to take and what we need to take. I think they're the best sort of meals where you can roll up your sleeves and really get stuck in.
And absolutely dive in and get stuck in. And during this season as well, the thing about the table of God is this, like you've been invited to the table. I've been invited to the table. This is a great season and a great opportunity to invite others to the table. Jesus has some words about when we invite people to meals in Luke chapter 14 and verse 12. These are the words of Jesus. It says, Jesus said this to his host, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet," and this is speaking of the heart of God, "invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. I think those verses are reminding us as Christians, our role as a Christian is not just to sit at the table and enjoy the meal for ourselves, but our role as a Christian, our call as a Christian, is to invite many, many others to the table of God. And there's so many ways that we can do that and go about that. You know, people say at the moment, oh, the churches are closed. Listen, that's not true. The church building might be physically closed, but the church has never, I believe, been more open.
Yeah. So after all this is over, we've said to all our neighbours in our cul-de-sac that we're going to have a barbecue and we're inviting them to our physical table. But in the meantime, we can invite people into to our tables by being there for one another, by helping our neighbours where we can, by just saying, how are you doing? How are you doing really? How are you finding this season? We can invite others to come and take part in online church on a Sunday. Going to church has never been simpler for people. They don't even have to get dressed. They can sit in their pajamas. It's an easy one to sell. So invite people to online church or our Instagram live hangouts. There's never been more opportunities for church to be accessible to everyone because it's going to people's homes. So even though we can't fling open the doors and invite people physically in to our homes at the moment, we can do that virtually. And I just want to read this quote from one of my favorite authors, her name is Shauna Nyquist, and she wrote a book called Bread and Wine. It's a brilliant book for anyone who likes eating, basically. It's about food and hospitality and about life around the table. It's a great read. There's recipes at the end of each chapter as well. She taught us how to make risotto, didn't she?
She did,
it's great. So this is a quote from that book. It says, this is how the world changes. Little by little, table by table, meal by meal, hour by hour. This is how we chip away at isolation, loneliness and fear. This is how we connect in big and small ways. We do it around the table. God has been using the table to expand his kingdom since the beginning of time. We see through the Gospels, Jesus eat many meals around many tables with all sorts of different people from different walks of life. And he is still using tables today. He uses the communion table to connect us to him. And he invites us to use our tables to connect with others as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Come to the table. You are welcome at the table. And God wants you to sit at his table. Our prayer for you during this time is that this table talk, if you like, will give you a fresh appreciation for your table and also for the table that God has prepared for you and me in the presence of our enemies. God bless you.
Yeah.
God is with you. Thank you for watching and have a great rest of the day.